All right, ladies. Who's gonna get upset in week 14? Who's gonna do it? Who's gonna lose?
Me a lady?
Lady?
Yeah, that's what I was feeling. All right. I never know what I'm feeling for the podcast intro because I can't do my YouTube, how's it going? The Goat House is back. Bit, you know?
Yeah, but the legendary one was YouTube, go fuck yourself. The Goat House is back. But on a podcast.
That was classic.
Who's going to get upset? I think the Titans probably will get upset.
Yeah. You're taking the Jags.
No. They got things at stake here.
Well, honestly, we kind of did our picks already this week, so this is really a question for us. It's a question for Twitter. So our lovely followers on Twitter, any of these segments, these questions that we're going to talk about in the podcast, I posted on Twitter already. Those people got a sneak peek, and they got the chance to answer for themselves. Now, of course, we're not going to go through every single one, just any stand out, but let's see what some of the upsets these people got. Charlie Pyle says the Vikings are going to upset the Buccaneers because Dalvin Cook is a top running back and Justin Jefferson Thielen, one of the better duos right now. They're also hot of late and are going against a Buccaneers team that has struggled as of late. Well, Charlie, I hope you're right, but I think you're wrong. I think it's a terrible matchup for the Vikings. The Buccaneers stopped the run at a high level. They will blitz, get a good solid pass rush from the edge. They got playmakers in the back end. It's a bad defense for the Vikings, a solid Vikings offense to go against. And then I think Tom's going to have a day, though, too. So I don't But what?
You just can't stop Dalvin Cook. You just don't stop him. You might
slow
him down.
Stop him.
You just don't stop him, though.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
You don't just stop him.
Right? You just don't stop a Tractor Cito. That's why they named him Tractor Cito.
Right. I think another team to kind of look out for. I'm kind of confused by the odds, but the Browns-Ravens odds, that's kind of odd.
The Browns are underdogs?
The Browns are underdogs.
Baltimore's minus one.
Yes.
That's a good game. Prime time, it scares me. If it was like a noon game, maybe I would just say that the Browns got it in the bag for the upset alert. I don't know. The Ravens are weird this year. I kind of predicted in the beginning of the year. I said, you know, Lamar's not going to be as good. He won't be figured out per se, but he'll be slowed down. And I think, I mean, obviously he's missed some games, but I think overall teams are somewhat figuring him out. Somewhat.
I think they're just kind of figuring out the scheme the Ravens are trying to do in general.
Well, Riz said it in the pick'ems yesterday that they went away from their scheme last year, and it looks like they're bringing it back. So maybe that's the difference. Maybe Vegas knows something, and Riz does too.
Oh yeah. I mean, like, similar play calling. It just felt like the blocking schemes were a little different. They were running more man last year. Now it's more zone this year. And then they switched it up the last couple weeks. So they might be getting back on track. Nicholas, at Bears Nicholas on Twitter, thinks the Eagles are going to beat the Saints. The Saints got to lose at some point, assuming it's Hill versus Hurts. I'm taking Philly to rally behind Hurts, and that boosts the team enough to pull it off at home. I also like the way the Eagles are playing defense, he says.
Yeah, but the Saints defense is also playing top tier. I don't think it's going to be a lot for the young Jalen Hurts to I think it's going to be too much for Jalen Hurts to overcome.
It's going to be a tough one.
They're playing ball right now. Saints, that is.
But I do agree. The past couple, or not this week, but the previous weeks, I did take the Saints to lose because I didn't expect Taysom Hill to be as good as what he's playing. And he's kind of proven that he's, you know, getting better as a passer. I just didn't think he was going to improve this much.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm kind of curious with the whole Taysom Hill. Like, you would think eventually the tape would be out, but it doesn't seem like it's really being figured out. I don't know.
Is the tape out on Patrick Mahomes, or no? Are we still waiting for that?
I think we're still waiting. We're still waiting on the tape. It hasn't come in yet.
I think the Saints are winning because of their defense. I don't know. They're not really putting up. They're not putting up a lot of points right now.
He's not doing anything that's going to, like, jeopardize them winning the game. He's protecting the football and just kind of playing good ball.
He's due, though. He's due.
Give it to Michael Thomas. Give it to Alvin Kamara.
Alvin Kamara. We need Alvin Kamara. We need him. I would say I wouldn't take the Eagles on a money line, but I would take Eagles plus +7. I could see it being closer than minus -7.
Okay.
I think the Jets line. The Jets line is kind of sketchy.
The Jets line.
It's 13.5, and I think with the Seahawks defense, that's like a risky pick right there.
But the Jets
If I'm
were
a
Jets have been
gambling
making it.
man.
Yeah, but you got to understand they fired their defensive coordinator not for doing cover zero, but for allowing not allowing the offenses to score enough points against them. So technically,
Excuse me,
it
do you
could
know
be
what
a
Greg Williams' nickname is?
cover zero.
No, his nickname is Dr. Heat because he brings the heat.
Oh, I did not
That's
know
what they
that.
call him. That's what he calls himself, actually. I don't think anybody calls him that, but he calls himself Dr. Heat.
You think he's going to have a job next year as a defensive
Absolutely.
coordinator?
He seems to just recycle in and out of teams. He's like the Adam Gase on the defensive side of the ball.
Well, they're perfect.
It's funny
And
that
it's
they're
kind of
there.
weird.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird that they were paired together because they're the two guys that kind of just, for some reason, keep sticking around this league.
Let's see. Michael Mertens
I
on
got a possible. Ooh,
well,
go
Michael
ahead.
Mertens Don't just
though,
jump Michael Merton, right?
on Twitter, he says the Giants over the Cardinals. The Cardinals are a good team but lack consistency. On
That's what
one,
I was gonna say.
yeah, on one drive they burn your D in spectacular fashion. On the next drive they run it into a brick wall, setting up a three and out or commit a turnover, and they can beat anybody and lose to anybody. So he's thinking the Giants. I think it's a 50-50 game. Could go either way. Giants playing some good defense.
I did pick the Giants.
I could definitely see it being an ass beating, but I don't know. I don't even know anymore. Cardinals are another weird team. Is
Strange team.
Kyler Murphy, is he gonna be good? Are we still? Riz is a big fan of that feet work over there.
No,
Feet work.
I'm not a fan of the feet
I
work.
know you're not. I know.
You could
But
tell when
like,
something bad's gonna happen just by watching his
yeah.
feet work.
He does get the happy feet.
If you had to build a team around a single player, is it going to be Kyler Murray or is it going to be Jalen Hurts? Dick's not
Kyler
out
Murray.
yet.
Kyler Murray. Come
Easy.
on.
Yeah, same, same,
Say, come
same,
on now.
same, same,
The first pick
same.
versus a second round pick. And he shouldn't have been a
Come
second round
on
pick.
now. Mitch Trubisky or Jalen Hurts?
Jalen
Jalen
Hurts.
Hurts. Tape's not
Mitch
out on Mitch
Trubisky
Trubisky yet.
or Patrick Mahomes?
Trubisky. Wait, what?
Yeah,
So wait, Jalen Hurts over Trubisky, but Trubisky over Mahomes?
wait.
It's what he said. I don't know if he... No, that's what you
I
said.
didn't say it. I asked the question. I just asked
He
the
said it.
question.
I don't
No,
know. Is
you
he
All right,
credible?
here's a good question. Here's a good question. Over under 3.5 years of Tua Tagovailoa as a starting quarterback.
Take the
Think the
over.
over. You're taking the over?
Taking the over. Yeah, for sure.
Hopefully he grows. I'm not a.
Like grow? Like he grows taller?
Like grows as a quarterback, his skill set.
You're not a big Tua Tagovailoa guy?
Say that one more time.
You're not a big Tua Tagovailoa guy?
Tape's not out, man. I just know that I got some Dolphins wide receivers, and they're not doing well every time he starts.
I mean, the Dolphins in general, or any, I guess, any
I'm a
rookie
big Fitzpatrick
quarterback.
guy.
Those rookie quarterbacks, if they play well, it's like Herbert, it's like awesome. But like he's gonna grow so much when he actually gets a full off season.
How much
So
is he
like
gonna
that's
grow?
not
He's like
physically grow, Pete. Not physically grow. We're talking about the game.
Back to the upsets. Brian the Sly Guy on Twitter says.
Oh.
He's a sly guy too. So the Patriots over the Rams is what he went with. They played Thursday night. Says the Patriots are starting to come into their full form. We're seeing their final form. Finally, it's been taking forever.
They're gonna score all those special team touchdowns.
The defense is looking good and physical. Cam isn't turning the ball over as much. Receivers, running backs aren't anything special, but they do what's asked of them. And someone will step up. They do have a collection of weapons there. No one's like a standout guy, but they're. They got a bunch of guys that can play.
They got some guys,
Are
the
you guys
Rams.
buying that the Patriots are in playoff form right now? Like they're in their
If
final
you could
form?
guarantee me that Cam is going to have less than 100 yards passing because they're beating the crap out of him, they're running the ball, then yeah, I see it possible, but not against this Rams defense. I think that he's going to have to throw the
Not
ball in order to win
against
this
the
game.
Rams stout D. Is the Rams defense stout?
I think
I would
the Rams
say they're
defense is very
stout.
streak. They're streaky, but
It's pretty
they're
stout. I
yeah,
don't know
very
why people
stout.
say stout.
I think that's
Look at the stout defense of the Los Angeles
very
Rams.
well endowed.
I think they're pretty stout. Who's more of a stout defense? The Chicago Bears? Well, not the Rams. The Rams are definitely better. The Bears or the. Who's in the ballpark of the Bears defense? I'm trying to think of a good one. I'm failing. The Giants.
I'm panicking. The Giants. I think most people would go Bears still, even though the Giants are playing better right now.
I think the Bears names will overtake that if you did a poll. Everyone's like, oh, they got Khalil Mack, even though he hasn't had a sack in 4 weeks.
So the Bears are more stout. Do you consider the Bears defense a stout defense?
Yes.
I consider them a very girthy defense.
I don't know. I've never heard that one. I've heard stout.
They rise for the occasion.
And they rise for the occasion. They're very thick.
Girthy.
All right, I don't know where we're going with this. I don't think I
it's
like
penis
it.
Jokes, Riz. Keep up penis jokes.
Penis jokes. Okay, yeah, I wasn't really sure. Let's move on to the next topic. Next question here. Which NFC East team has the best chance to win a playoff game, and why?
Playoff game?
You gotta go with the football team over there.
No, negative. Negative.
I think when you get in the playoffs, it gets to be like there's two ways you could win. You either have to have elite quarterback play, you have to have a good quarterback, or you have to have good defense and a good run game. And I think with the Washington team, I think they have the most I don't say they have an elite quarterback, they have the best quarterback in the division. And I think running game wise, they have Antonio Gibson, who's been pretty solid, and their defense is pretty good.
Antonio Gibson's hurt right now, though, Pete.
He'll be
listen
all
right. Listen to this. There's only one team in that division that could win a playoff game, and let me tell you why. It's the New York Football Giants.
Ooh.
When we're talking about elite quarterback play, there's only one elite quarterback in that division, and that's Dak Prescott. He's hurt, but Daniel Jones holds his own. He holds his own.
He's gonna cost you. He's gonna turn the ball over.
If he could, we saw him have games earlier in the year where he didn't turn it over. It's not. I mean, he turns it over a lot.
I'd rather
he fumbles the ball a lot. But as long as he can play some smart kind of, he just has to know when to throw it away, know when to tuck it, and just take the sack.
Alex Smith tries to do too much sometimes. Knows how to do all that.
So the Pigskins
on a bloody leg.
Who's got better? Who's got a better run game, the Giants or the Washington football team?
Who's got better feet work? That's the only thing that matters.
Alex Smith.
Depends on Gibson.
Yeah, Gibson's the better running back. Alex Smith's the better quarterback.
Depends if he's healthy, I'm saying.
Let's start from scratch here. Who's got the better defense?
Washington.
Their front seven is Washington. I like the Giants secondary.
Yeah.
Wait, so Pete said the Giants.
Pete said the Washington football team. Junior said the New York Football Giants. Riz, are you going to take the Philadelphia Football Eagles?
I'm taking the Philadelphia Eagles. That's actually my pick.
Philadelphia Football Eagles?
The Philadelphia Football Eagles are my pick. The question isn't who will win the NFC East. That's not the question.
NFC Football East. NFC Football. We changed it.
I know the question.
Who has
a better defense?
I'm just clarifying. I think it's the Eagles. I think they have the experience. When we've seen them play the Seahawks, they kind of played them close, so they need to put the ball in the end zone a little more. Maybe they could figure that out if it comes to playoff time. I just don't trust Daniel Jones. I don't really trust Washington's offense to really get it going. I don't trust the Eagles either, but I think I would trust them the most in the playoff atmosphere. But I don't think they're going to be the team that actually is there. I think it's between the Giants and the football team when it's all said and done. But none of them are going to win a playoff game, most likely. So it really doesn't even matter.
Well, I'm going to go with
the Giants. The Giants are.
I'm going to go with the Washington football team with my buddy Washington Pete team over there. They're going to win the NFC Football East and win a playoff game.
And they're going to win a playoff
probably
game?
Probably not. Sure. Well, they're probably not, but most likely, depending on the matchup.
I was saying the football
there's still
team.
No shot. There's still no shot, but, you know.
When I said the
football, I'm just trying to answer the question best I can.
I said the football team, I just kind of making fun of. Does that bother you guys with, like, people, like, tweet or, like, say, like, the football team? Like, it's not the actual name. Like, it's just, you know what I mean? Like, no one says.
No, it's their name.
No, no one says, like, it's like a soccer team. Like, no one says, like, I mean, give me a soccer team here.
Like FC Barcelona.
Chicago Fire.
Yeah, like no one, I don't know, no one says.
You're looking for like their name?
Yeah, like no one says football club. Like no one knows what you're talking about.
That's true.
Doesn't bother
you're talking
anyone?
About the football team.
They should be Washington FT.
Yeah, you could, or you could.
Oh, I like it.
You could say Washington, or you could say Washington football team. Not.
I think when they rename, they should be team. Like the DC something.
DC
the DC
snipers.
Snipers. I also said the same thing.
That's a negative. That's terrible.
Somebody on Twitter answered the Packers to this question, believe it or not.
To the what?
For the NFC East?
Yeah.
The Packers.
It's a good shot. It's a good shot. Well, technically, wouldn't one of these teams probably be even playing the Packers? So technically, the Packers would own the NFC East.
No, they wouldn't
that.
Play the Packers because this team is going to be playing. The NFC East winner is going to be playing the 5 seed. The Packers ain't getting no weak-ass 5 seed, okay?
Yeah.
Perhaps.
On Twitter, facts. Pretty much everyone's saying Washington. They like Alex Smith's game management skills, him being a veteran, him having experience in the playoffs, Ron Rivera having experience. Yeah, I'm kind of just combining all these tweets together. I can't really pick one out. They got a stout pass rush. Exact words of all the tweets. Stout pass rush. Solid running game.
They got a kick-ass running game.
They got a kick-ass running game. Some people said the Giants. People like their defense. I don't see anybody saying. I don't see on the Twitter. I don't see anybody saying anything besides Washington, Giants, or Packers.
The Packers got a vote over the Cowboys and the Eagles.
Yeah. So that's how bad the Cowboys and Eagles are. The Packers got a vote over those two teams, and the Packers don't even play in the NFC. Wait, can we check that? Are they in the NFC East?
Oh, I checked.
Looking at the standings right
yes,
now.
I can confirm.
Are they in the North? They must be in the North. Okay,
must
next
be.
One. Which NFL team is most likely to get hot, and I mean red hot, heading into the playoffs, and why?
Well, let me tell you, there's a team that comes to mind that I think may be peaking a little too early.
The Bears.
A little too early.
The Bills.
The Bears.
No, it is the Saints. The Saints are red hot, and I think.
But the next
just...
question was, who is going to get cold heading into the playoffs? It could either be a team that gets cold and misses the playoffs, or a team that gets cold as you know you're in the playoffs. Maybe. The
Saints... I think it's going to be the Saints in terms of like the team. They're not going to play bad in the playoffs, but right now they're so red hot. I just think they're kind of due to fall off a little bit, but they're still going to play good. They're still going to be good. They still could even win. Playoff game, if not multiple playoff games, but I just think that they're kind of peaking a little too. They're like heating up a little too early.
Well, at least they didn't peak in high school.
It's true.
Anybody else for the hot? Who's gonna get hot though? You didn't answer the damn question.
Oh, yeah.
Who's gonna get hot?
Yeah, who's about to get hot?
I mean, I talked about
the Jets, maybe.
The Jets. I hope not.
I'm thinking the Jacksonville Jaguars.
I sure hope not.
I'm just kind of looking through these standings and who I like.
So let's go to Twitter. Twitter's always good. Trevor on Twitter says Tampa Bay. They clearly have one of the most talented rosters in the league. When you go piece by piece, their final three games present a terrific opportunity to catch fire and get into a groove going into the postseason. You know, they play Atlanta, Detroit.
That's an answer right there.
Atlanta again. And the offense should be clicking by then. That's a good-looking answer.
That's an answer. That's
one
an
thing
answer.
You forgot, that the defense is pretty stout. I thought you could add that.
True.
But, yeah, that's a really good-looking answer. The Buccaneers.
That's a good-looking one.
Yeah. I got another one.
That's
I got
a stout
one.
Answer.
If this team wins this week, they're that's the perfect heatness. They're going to get rolling, and that's the – LA
Minnesota
Rams.
Vikings. Oh.
The LA Rams. It's a huge Thursday night ball game this week, and I think it could give them so much momentum. They win, they get like a mini bye week here, and then they're just rolling.
Well, let me give you Michael Mertens. Michael Mertens is back. He's returned.
He's heating up.
He's heating
he's
up.
He's got my vote.
Yeah.
I'm going to pick him.
Give me the Rams, he says. So he's on board with Junior. Ooh. They were a revenge game in week 14, the Super Bowl revenge game, playing the Patriots to ignite the spark, and then they play. Most likely an 0-13 Jets than a struggling Seahawks team. And they play the Cardinals again, so they can win a division with all that. And that could be heat. That could be hot going in the playoffs. They got a stout defense. We already talked about that. Their offense is pretty solid. So one of the more balanced teams in football. So I like that. I like both the answers on Twitter. Buccaneers, Rams, those would be my picks as well.
Yeah, I like the Bucks.
I got a question for
I mean,
Pete
the Bucks
here.
Are the easy
what do you think about,
answer,
what do you think about the Titans, though?
I got Titans, a question about the Titans.
I don't
Titans
know about
three,
the Titans. That defense stinks.
It does stink.
Hey, but it's an offensive error. It's an offensive error.
Hey, Dory Jackson practiced today.
Okay, so they're going to be under pressure now.
Dory Jackson
practiced. Ooh, we're so scared.
What is the last question says something about a spark. So what do the Titans need to do to get a little spark going in your belly? What
spark
do they got to do?
Spark plug up their pooper.
What do they,
well, they got to do, Pete, to get you, give you some confidence in them going into the playoffs?
Play
what do they got to do?
Defense. I don't know. Like the Colts game looked good. Like it was, it looked like it was gonna be a shootout back and forth, and all of a sudden the defense just like was playing
stout. They were stout.
They were. That was a stout defense. All of a sudden, it was 14-14, and then all of a sudden it was 35-14 because the defense was just
stout.
Stout.
All
stout. Like where's that every week?
They were oozing with stout.
Yeah. It's true.
They need a pass rush. That's the thing. I think they need – I think when if they get a Dory back, I think they could start blitzing like they did a lot last year to generate pressure, and they could trust their defensive backs in coverage with Malcolm Butler or Dory Jackson and Desmond King back there. But I mean, we'll have to see.
So somebody said that, Tanner Brisbane, the Titans could be one if they get some guys back. You know, they got some guys. Mm-hmm. We got some guys. They can get some guys back.
It's DeHenber.
Sure.
There's like, how many nicknames does Tractor Cito have over there?
A lot.
The only one that matters is Tractor Cito.
That's the only one.
Hey, I got a hot take for you. I got a hot take for you. Tractor Cito is not really a good yardage back.
He is a good short yardage back.
He's not a good short yardage back.
Don't judge it off 1 week.
He's got to get going to really be a good runner.
Got a couple people saying the Bills. Could be heating up.
I can see it.
Joshy boys getting it together. Bob over here says
the Bills have
Joshy
been hot.
Boy.
I'm just scared. I mean, I'm scared of this week. They got the Steelers. I picked them, though. I picked the Bills. And they got the Patriots at the end of the season and the Dolphins at the end of the season. We'll see how those games go.
Bears Nicholas on Twitter says the Ravens, easier schedule coming up. They're starting to play a little better. Good solid offense, solid defense. I'm kind of summarizing his tweet. I'm not actually reading it. They could get a little scary.
Who?
The Ravens.
Yeah. I that's what I was actually going to say. I totally forgot. I think I want to see how this game goes on Monday night, but I think the Ravens will – I think they're going to make a run. I think they're going to end up with double-digit wins at the end of the season.
Who would have thought that this time this year that they'd be in third place in their division?
Yeah.
Who would have thunk it?
Not
this guy.
J&C, so the Patriots. So that, you know, Bill Belichick. We know what he's capable of. They can make the run. Could see it. They got to get the passing game going a little more, though, you know.
They can make a run, but they're also pretty far back in third place.
Well, the Packers, though. You know, the Packers. What's a little off. We'll go into the playoffs. Is it a myth that the Packer, you know, the cold weather in the playoffs helps the Packers? Is that like a thing, you think?
I think if there's fans there, the weather plays a bigger factor because you feed off that energy. If it's a cold, empty stadium, I think it's going to be kind of miserable for everybody. So
you're going to be freezing your nippers off is what you're saying.
Yeah, because you got that bot. Yeah, you know, you got 60,000 people in the stadium kind of just letting off a little bit of heat to, you know, change it a couple degrees. But you're also going to have a frozen stadium with nobody in it. Yeah.
Yeah.
CJXVI says the Cardinals. Kyler has been healthy. So I think he's saying they kind of can get back. They can get back on track. He can kind of get healthier. It's a possibility. They were looking pretty damn good a few weeks ago. Now they look kind of bad. I don't know. Maybe it's a good time. Good time to go cold because just like Junior said, the Saints are peaking. Maybe a little too early. Maybe the Cardinals.
The Steelers did it right. The Steelers lost last week, so that's
a good
perfect
move.
You know?
That's genius.
A good move.
Mike Tomlin knows his stuff. Now we can
move. If you're playing the odds.
Move on to who's going to get cold. I noticed a lot of people saying the Dolphins, inexperience. Yeah, they're pretty young. I'm kind of on board with that. They do have kind of an easier schedule, so they can sneak in. I just don't know. Well-coached team, like the defense, the young guys on offense, like those guys as well. They're heading in the right direction, but. Yeah, I kind of agree with a little bit for the playoffs this year. They might get cold. A lot of people saying that. I see a lot of people saying the Cardinals as well, maybe because they're getting cold right now. So maybe that's what they're basing it off of.
How about this one right here? The Browns. Are they going to brown?
They're going to brown their trowel? They might.
think they might.
I can see that too.
Somebody's
Let me
at
look
the
at their schedule.
They got the Ravens, and then they got the Giants at Giants.
That
got,
changed the prime time.
They got the Jets, and then they got the Steelers.
If somebody was going to lose to the Jets,
yeah, they could go 1-3.
If somebody was going to lose to the Jets, it would be the Browns. Not because who's on their team or anything. It's just because of the Browns, you know.
But if they beat the Jets and lose the rest of those, that's a 10-win season right there.
They're lucky that they're home for the Ravens game and the Steelers game.
I mean, who's hotter than anybody right now? It's Michael Mertens, and he's back.
Michael Mertens.
For the cold team, I'm in agreement a little bit here. He says the Minnesota Vikings, and he's mainly bringing up who they have to play. They have to play the Bucks this week. They have to play the Saints on Christmas. But Drew Brees could be back for that. For some reason, I like the Vikings' chances better against Drew Brees than Taysom Hill. Not, I don't think Taysom Hill's better than Drew Brees, but just in that specific matchup, and Drew Brees coming off of an injury, so we'll see. But yeah,
was the playoffs last year.
And Taysom Hill was the only player doing well against them offensively. But Vikings could go cold. They got a tough schedule. They are playing, I guess, well right now because they're winning. I just don't feel like. Well, I guess because there's seven playoff teams in the NFC and AFC, I guess you could debate now because of that they feel like a playoff team. But for me, I'm not really getting playoff vibes from them. You know, they don't have the stout defense anymore. I'm not really getting the playoff vibes.
Yeah. One thing, side note.
Side
you
note.
You named this podcast a couple of stout guys talking football.
Yeah, the episode. Yeah, or should we just name the whole podcast that?
Stoutcast. Yeah.
The name of the podcast is just a couple of stout guys talking football. Just so many words. Stout guys talking some ball.
We might get some new users or some new viewers, you know.
Absolutely.
What was your question? Sorry, I completely sidetracked us.
Fold.
Who's going to get cold?
All right, so I had the Titans as a hot team. I can have them as a cold team. I can have them going 9-7 for the fifth
you
year.
You can't choose the same
team. For the fifth year in a row.
Some people say in the Colts, too. The Colts, are they pretenders? Some people kind of hinting at that they're pretenders here.
I'm going to go Bucks.
We had Bucks hot. You're going Bucks cold.
I can see both ways, though. I can definitely
if they lose to the Vikings this week somehow, I'm going cold turkey on them.
So Falcons look somewhat better these days. They play the Falcons in Atlanta.
They play them twice.
Lions. Yeah, okay, never mind. I take everything back. They're going to beat the shit out of the Falcons twice.
They'll beat them. No, they'll beat them once. I think they'll beat them once. And they'll beat the Vikings and the Lions. So they'll be 3-3.
Hey, don't talk bad about my Falcons like that.
Your Falcons.
Don't talk bad about them.
Those are your Falcons, man.
Yours.
They're my Falcons, man.
Hey, man.
What about the Lions to make a late run?
Lions? Win the division, NFC North?
No, just to make the playoffs.
They can make a cute little run.
What if they just won out? They play they have a really tough schedule. They might have the hardest remaining schedule, I think.
Let's take a look.
Because they're the Lions, man. You got to give them a tough schedule. We can't. NFL can't be changing anything up and letting the Lions.
Detroit Lions. Home against the Packers.
Loss.
Away against the Titans.
Loss.
Tie.
Win.
Home against the Bucks.
Loss.
Win.
Home against the Lions. Home against the Vikings.
Loss.
Win.
They might win one game. They might. Vikings, maybe.
We just did it.
Okay, next question. If you started a new team today, just fresh, which current NFL receiver would you want on your team most and why?
Ooh, that's a good-looking question.
Starting fresh.
You're just starting. Well, I guess you could look at it multiple. Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I think people answered it
I think there's a couple different ways you could answer it, and I'm going to answer it with a young – you said quarterback, wide receiver combo?
No, just receiver.
Oh, just receiver. I'm gonna go young, right? I'm gonna go CeeDee Lamb.
Oh, you're crazy, man.
Yeah, you're crazy.
Taking Justin Jefferson.
You guys are just going young.
Really young.
Really young.
I'm going young. I'm going young. If I'm gonna take a veteran, I'm gonna take someone like a D Hop,
Devontae Adams.
Devontae Adams isn't that old.
Yeah, but we're talking young.
Yeah,
he's 27.
He's 27.
You just can't restart. You can't just restart.
He's 27.
You can't just restart the league with a 27-year-old.
That's I was
a young pick, one is Justin Jefferson. My old one's Devontae Adams.
I was gonna pick
not
Devontae,
old, but
I was gonna pick Devontae
guy.
Adams. He's not really that old. He's just a
the
stud.
Old man Devontae Adams.
He does it all. He lines up in the slot. He lines up out wide. He catches jump balls. He's very good at adjusting to balls in the air. He's good after the catch. He does everything.
Runs really stout.
I got a side question. I'm sorry to kind of jump around here, but I was thinking about this earlier in the shower. Ooh. Does Allen Robinson have a separation issue?
I think so. He could?
I think he has separation anxiety.
He might.
My second pick would be A.J. Brown.
Let's see on Twitter. We got Bears Nicholas.
What about D.K. Metcalf?
Bears Nicholas is going with Tyreek Hill. J.N.C. is going with D.K. Metcalf. They went into depth here. They're making some good points. Ryan Pollock's going with A.J. Brown. Tanner Brisbane's going with A.J. Brown. He's comparing him to D.K. In that aspect that you can go with either one. He's saying A.J.'s a little more reliable with his routes. We'll see. Michael Mertens, he's back. Looks like he's considering D.K. Metcalf and A.J. Brown. So there's that again. We got a Packers fan going, Justin Jefferson. Got to respect it. Another Tyreek Hill. Terry McLaurin got a vote.
Scary Terry.
More Tyreek Hill action. A little more DK Metcalf. Somebody said AJ Brown or DK. AJ Brown, DK Metcalf popping up in the same responses. Brady Polk says AJ Brown because he's a god.
But is he a god, though?
Come on, man.
We got another DK Metcalf. We got a Devontae Adams. We got another A.J. Brown. We got a D.K. Metcalf.
A lot of A.J. Browns. I love it.
We got a Tyreek Hill. And the last one, Hoodie Trace is going with Stephon Diggs, who I think I would go with. I'm going Diggs, one of the best route runners, period. This is from Hoodie Trace. Still good at age range, has shown production with two different quarterbacks. Already is on a great contract for someone of his caliber. And I am biased because he's my favorite player in the league. All right, so he had to add that. At least he's honest. But I'm surprised more people didn't say Stephon Diggs. I'm surprised we didn't see, even though I'm not saying this is what it should be, or these guys should be named, but I'm surprised we didn't see a Julio Jones, DeAndre Hopkins, Michael Thomas. Michael Thomas isn't, he's not up there in age. So I'm surprised we haven't seen those guys in the comments here.
What about Antonio Brown? Can I build a team around him?
If you want.
Go flag team or something.
What about a T. Higgins?
You're out of your mind, man.
I'm just looking at receiving leaders. What about a Will Fuller?
You're out of your mind, man.
What about DJ Moore? He's ninth in receiving yards.
DJ's pretty good.
What about Darnell Mooney?
Mooney?
I like Darnell Mooney.
I'd go Mooney. Is he receiver one next year on the Bears? Who will be the number one receiver on the Bears?
What about Chase Claypool?
The Bears really should have traded Allen Robinson. They should.
I know, dude. I know.
I said it at the deadline, and I don't think too many.
Now he's going to be a Packer. Now he's going to be a Packer.
I don't think too many had a problem with it, but somebody really let me have it in the comments, like just basically calling me an idiot.
You don't think if they call up the Texans and be like, yo, like we got a guy, you need a guy. We'll trade you our guy for some of your guys, or some of your picks, rather. You don't think they would have been like, sure?
Who?
The Texans?
Texans don't have picks.
True.
Bill O'Brien.
They could have got a deal done. Now they're going to get a third-round compensatory pick. Not this upcoming draft, the next year.
Dan, you brought up Allen Robinson as like a separation problem. He also has a problem where probably has a lot to do with the types of balls that are thrown to him, but he has an issue where he falls down all the time catching the ball.
I think it's based on the throw. We've never really had a quarterback that can give yak.
Yeah, it's just every time he gets the ball, he's stumbling, he's diving. Like
he really screwed us on that. He really screwed us down on
that. No,
I
understand what he's saying. It just sounds funny.
We need a yak quarterback. Who's the best yak quarterback in the league?
Ryan Tannehill.
You think Ryan Tannehill? He gives it to A.J. Brown. He just goes.
Which quarterback's leading in yak?
Yeah. You think as Tannehill's releasing it to A.J. Brown, he's just like,
he's touched up. He's like touchdown. gone. Who's the stinkiest starting quarterback in the league right now?
Mike Glennon.
Are you actually going how stinkiest? You think they would smell?
I was going off of how much they would stink and like actually stink.
Oh, you say you think Mike Glennon smells pretty bad?
Smell. I thought you were saying smell.
I'm going off of smell.
All right.
So next would be Herbert.
Herbert does look pretty stinky.
who do you think smells the best?
I can see like Russ Wilson just having like some cologne deal.
What'd you say?
That's a Trubisky. You say Russell Wilson has some cologne issue?
Well, I can see him having like some cologne deal. Some sponsorship.
Oh my god, where did we come up with this?
That was a little sneak peek into the brain of Dan Chi. That was a little sneak peek.
I didn't ask the question. I was just answering, man.
You asked the question about who smells the best. You definitely asked the question.
I didn't ask the question who's the stinkiest. So.
You had to say Trubisky right away.
Trubisky's got to win something, like right? I
thought you'd like that one. He'll win backup quarterback of the year 1 year.
What?
He'll win backup quarterback of the year 1 year.
How do you win backup quarterback of the year?
Can we do awards at the end of the year? And it's just like, awards that are not like your offensive MVP, just like we like something like they're legitimate awards, but we make them up. Let's do that.
Dan's like, who smells the best?
That we could have. Yeah, we sure. We'll throw that one in there.
Russell Wilson, we need a sweat sample from you, please. We need to smell it.
Send it to our PO box.
We're gonna have to sniff that sample.
What?
Hey, just play along, man.
We don't even know what we're talking about at this point.
We're just having good, clean family fun, Pete.
Isn't Patrick Mahomes in the shampoo commercial?
Yeah, but shampoo's not going to make you smell. It'll make your hair smell good.
Yeah, so you might get a waft.
Yeah,
for
you
that.
Might get a good waft. Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
and he probably smells like Head and Shoulders and ketchup.
Ew.
Ketchup.
That's a terrible combo.
They should make a ketchup flavored shampoo
for Patrick Mahomes.
Ew.
You guys are like ketchup, you know?
All right, so what Twitter say for who smells the best? Well, I forgot to ask that one. The next question was, should the Indianapolis Colts trade for Carson Wentz in the 2021 offseason? It's been a lot of talk. You know, all the Carson Wentz nonsense shit, I can say that on the podcast. But too bad I can't upload this as a video now because I said a bad word. But we're moving on. That's okay. Yeah, so a lot of people bring up the Colts. Frank Reich's over there. He coached the offense for the Eagles when they won the Super Bowl. Now he's the head coach of the Colts. They're looking for the quarterback of the future. They got a lot of cap space. Carson Wentz might be available. So everyone's saying Colts. I'm not really on board with it. I think people would just go, well, Frank Reich coached them. They won a Super Bowl, even though Carson Wentz didn't actually win the Super Bowl. He played very well during regular season, but the question is now, a few years later, is Carson Wentz the same? Did the injuries affect him? Is he worth his contract? There's too many mysteries, too many questions, too much of a gamble. So my answer is no, they should not. And I'm surprised this many people think yes.
Do you think any team will trade for him? Or do they just? What are they going to do? They're going to have to cut him if they just move away from him, right?
Well, they lose money on him if they cut him, so they're going to be.
They're going to end up trading him and like taking like a chunk of the money.
I think he starts next year for the Eagles.
Oh,
interesting.
I'm pretty confident actually that Carson.
Because nobody will trade for his contract.
Well, they're not going to just start him because no one would trade for him. But I think he's going to be on the. Well, I think he's going to be on the Eagles. I don't know if they even try to trade him.
I think I also think he would be kind of solid on the Colts with their offensive line. They need more wide receivers for him. Like the Eagles don't have.
I think he'd be better too, but there's just too much gamble for the Colts. They've been hesitant to spend money in the off seasons. They've had it for a few years now. You know.
I think the Colts got to take a good look at Eason.
A lot of people mentioned that. Yeah, a lot of people brought up Eason. I liked Eason's tape. I was a little higher on him than everyone else.
I got it. I know who they're trading for.
What about Eason?
Nick
Foles?
Quarterback competition between Eason and Nick Foles.
Nick Foles is done.
It's a Super Bowl championship.
He's done or finished.
He's a backup quarterback for the rest of his career.
Oh, Pete.
Do you think he's actually going to go start somewhere?
No, Pete, but that was
that's a Bears quarterback.
The only thing I worry about Eason is his athletic ability. That's where I'm kind of...
How about Nick Foles' athletic ability?
Yeah, that's a different league. It was a different league back then.
I'm sorry. I saw someone tweeted out a Carson Wentz clip, and it was like Wentz in the pocket, and he literally just like... He had a clean pocket. He's just like running all over the place, and someone tweeted Mariota-esque. That's kind of what it reminded me of. Like, I don't know, just like too many injuries.
Was it, Dan Orlovsky that tweeted that out, where it was like a 10-yard out, but he had a pocket and then started running to the sideline.
He's doing that a lot. If you watch Carson Wentz, I think it's just too many injuries over the years, and same thing as Mariota. I think it's like too many injuries and like getting in their own head and sensing pressure when there's not even pressure, and like I don't know. Both of them, like when Mario was on the Titans, he was taking sacks even when he had clean pockets. And Wentz is kind of – I know their offensive line's beat up, but, like, it's not that bad where he should be, like, way up there in sacks. Like, he's been sacked the most by far. I think he's running into a lot of pressure, so I think he's just in his head. I don't know what to do to fix that. I think maybe a fresh start is the best thing for him. But, yeah.
Gotta thank God I'm fresh.
I got a question here. In a 40-yard dash, 40-yard dash.
Oh God.
Big Ben, Nick Foles, Phillip Rivers. Give me first place, second place, third
Big
place.
Big Ben's probably winning, honestly, even though he's the heaviest.
Yeah, I was gonna say Ben's got a lot of momentum.
he's like a semi truck. He gets going.
I take Phillip. I'm gonna go Phillip.
What? That's incredible. That's incredible.
It's the funniest thing to think about. You got a fat ass, old fat ass. You got Phillip Rivers, who's just like...
Can I add one more person in there?
I don't know.
Adam Schefter.
I think I would take Schefter.
I don't think so.
You throw Rich, might as well throw Rich Eisen in there, too.
What about Tom Brady?
I think Brady might win it.
No. Brady was slower than all of them in his 4-yard dash when he was 19 years old.
But he's on the TB12 diet, though.
See the tweet about Big Ben today? It said he was like held out of practice for like a non-injury related issue, It said he's been dealing with an ailing knee. Isn't that an injury related issue?
That sounds like a veteran rest day.
Why would you even mention the knee?
Because didn't he hurt his knee last year?
No, he hurt
like 2 weeks ago. He got hit and hurt like both knees.
He's fine. Yeah, you could have
seen. He's fine.
He's hurt every week. It seems like
he's resting. He's veteran rest.
He throws the ball 50 times a game.
You think he really needs the next practice? Question? He just needs to just watch the film.
Right.
Last question. Should the Detroit Lions trade Matthew Stafford and go full on rebuild, and why?
I think they will 100% be trading Matthew Stafford.
I think they should. I don't know.
Why wouldn't they?
It's nothing
against him. He did his job. The GMs that he had prior did not do theirs. They didn't. I mean, they put some weapons around him, but they never could build that unless the Lions are just completely cursed. But Stafford has played well, and they can get something in return for him. Maybe we'll see him in a Colts uniform next year. I don't know. I don't have any answers.
The Colts are in the market for a quarterback. Stafford over Wentz all day of the week.
Yeah.
All day.
I think nothing at Stafford, but I think he will be – he's only going to be –
We probably should put him in that race too because he can't really move.
He can move.
He can move.
He'd definitely win that race.
He's got some quickness to him. Yeah. Not so much like
he's
top
got problem
speed.
Escaping pressure. I don't know.
Nothing against him, but like he needs a better team and like a better surrounding
system around him.
Yeah, I think like a Tannehill. Like I think if he was like on the Titans, I think he'd be actually pretty solid. But it's nothing against him. I think like he could actually like win it, like go to the Super Bowl if he was on a better team. But I think it's just better for them to just. I think it's better for both the Lions and Stafford.
He's gonna be a Patriot. He's going to be a Patriot.
That would be incredible.
I'm calling it.
What are they training
Stafford at? When it's all
said and
done.
That's a quarterback I've always respected is Stafford.
Hey, Stafford's going to somehow. Stafford's going to be a Hall of Famer.
But the Patriots, like, they don't.
If you look at his numbers are insane. His career numbers.
What have the Patriots got, though? It's going to be the same situation. Better coaching, but it's the same situation.
Better coaching, better team.
Receiver. Better than Cam Newton, who's threw for 85 yards last week?
No, I'm saying Stafford's better than Cam Newton. I'm saying it's the same thing for Stafford. You're going from Galladay and Marvin Jones to Julian Edelman, who can't catch the ball and he's hurt, and Jacoby Myers.
But it's all about the.
And you're going from DeAndre Swift to Damian Harris. You know, pretty similar. Swift's gonna be better.
Yeah, but the system around them.
Yeah, it's all about the team. It's all about, like, the Patriots are just like a winning team.
The Lions, Patriots will be good. They'll be good.
Lions,
that's
the
not
Lions
my point.
Are a bunch of losers over there.
That's not my point. My point is Stafford going to play? He loses the game for the Lions sometimes. I think, you know, I think his play is pretty bad sometimes. I don't know if the play really changes with the Patriots. Sure, maybe a little.
That's
better.
Why I said he needs a
no
better,
more Kenny Galladay though.
That's why I said he needs a better team.
They could always get some weapons around them too on the offensive side. I don't understand the Patriots and the running backs. I feel like they would draft somebody like, oh, this guy's going to be a stud, and they use a committee, running back by committee.
Yeah, Sony Michel looked pretty damn good early on. Not so much last year, was hurt this year. Now he's back, but they're still playing Damian Harris and James White. Burkhead is injured now. So I don't know what they're – it's just whatever they're feeling, you know? I don't like the Ravens. You know, the Ravens, like Ingram starts, he plays for a couple plays, and Gus Edwards comes in, he plays for a couple plays, and Dobbins comes in, he plays for a couple plays. Like, all three of them, even Justice Hill plays for a little bit. All those running backs are pretty solid, but I don't like that. I don't like, we're going to give you three carries, and we're going to switch, we're going to give you, you know, they all
end
up.
Yeah, you can't get anyone going, you know what I'm saying? Like, exactly. Like Derrick Henry's a guy who you need to feed, and then he'll like kind of explode for a crazy play. Obviously, comparing those guys to Derrick Henry is two different realms, but
about the same.
Especially if you're playing a stout defense, you know, you got to get a feel for it. You got to keep giving him carries to get a feel for it. Then he starts. You're not gonna be able to hit a home run unless you know you're getting your groove. You're getting in your groove.
Getting your at bats.
So hold on, let's go back to the Stafford thing. So like we're all in agreement that Stafford, with the new GM, new coach, will get traded, right?
I don't know.
I think they have to. I think they would stupid.
They should.
They have
yes.
to go in just blowing the entire thing up.
They should.
If they do it, what teams would be in interested? They're not going to trade him to the Bears.
Nobody in the division. They're going to even look at.
They might trade him to the Packers though for Aaron Rodgers straight up.
Yeah, if they can get that deal, then yeah, why not?
Why not?
Yeah. You mentioned the Patriots. What the Broncos? Ain't the Broncos a pretty good one?
I think so. We got to see how tall. Stafford is, because Elway likes his tall quarterbacks.
He likes
really
them tall.
Likes him.
But is he going to have an issue in Mile High? Doesn't he got some health stuff? Or his wife or something like that?
I think his wife did.
Okay, interesting.
I don't know if she still about? Does.
Something to think about.
Okay.
Jaguars? Well, they're all going to get... They're all,
Colts?
A bunch of people get,
Colts?
Colts, yeah, Colts. I'm saying Colts or Patriots. Those are my two final answers.
Colts, Patriots, Broncos. I like those three. What happens if Tom Brady retires? They're gonna go a little. I think he's gonna play another year. So let's scratch that. Scratch it.
What about the Saints?
Saints. They their cap space is negative $93 million. So good luck with that. they can trade for them. They can. No, they can't because they're negative $93 million. So good try though. Good. That's good thinking. You know that would be something.
What about if Drew Brees is done and.
God, if Stafford was on the Saints, though, like that would be that's the spot. That's the one. But it's never
going to
happen.
It'd be unreal.
That's the one, because he can do what Drew Brees is doing
lately.
That's what
I'm saying.
It's
like if he gets on a better team, like they're gonna go.
He's better than Drew Brees, probably. Mm-hmm. More talented.
It's nothing against him, really.
49ers, if they figure out how to dump Jimmy.
What
if they made a deal? 49ers trade Jimmy Garoppolo for Matt Stafford, but the Lions also get a first-round pick. So they have to get the first-round pick. They have to take on Jimmy Garoppolo at the same time. Who says no? Or do both say yes?
I could see Lions fans.
I think the Lions
really
lose
that
trade.
They're getting the first-round pick? No, I would do it.
I would do
How
it, but they
long is
still.
Garoppolo's how long is his contract for?
His contract, we're gonna have to figure that out.
Get the contract guy on the line.
The contract guy needs to wake his ass up.
That's interesting.
It's something that's probably just never gonna happen.
No.
But
maybe we've seen that once, and it was what? It was the is it Brock Osweiler?
Hey, what about this, guys? Here, hear me out. Hear me out. The Steelers. Big Ben retires.
I don't think he's
pretty
retiring.
Nice.
Steelers don't really
mean.
Have cap space either.
I mean, like every year he's pretty much debating retiring.
Garoppolo is under contract next year and the year after, and then that's it. 2 more years.
So I could see them doing that then if it's just 2 more years. Because they're still going to be crap.
Actually, the Niners don't really have to trade him to make it work because he has a cap hit next year of $26.4 million, but the dead cap is only $2.8 million. So you wouldn't lose if you cut him. They would actually clear around $24 million. So they would only lose out on that dead cap, $2.8 million. So that's actually not a bad contract now. I mean, it's kind of bad because they gave him that much money, but they could easily cut Garoppolo this offseason.
Well,
the Bears could sign him.
Oh,
don't want him.
We're going to hold you to that.
He's coming home. He's coming home.
Record it. We got it recorded.
Pete, stop, Pete.
I
He's
can see
coming
it.
Home.
Oh, man, it's going to happen. I kind of feel
rolling,
oh,
rolling
man.
Meadows.
I'm feeling
Eastern
it.
Eastern Illinois.
Pete, stop it.
Yeah,
stop,
Jimmy.
Tony Romo?
No,
Garoppolo.
Both of you. We're going to sign Tony Romo. Bring
the
him home.
The Niners are going to cut Garoppolo. The Bears are going to get him. It's happening.
I could see it, too. It's going to suck.
And Bears fans are going to just be like, yep, he's the greatest. We've always
look
said
at
it.
Look
if
at
he's
him.
Better than Trubisky.
The
Trubisky.
Second best Jimmy G to grace the land of Chicago.
I feel it. I can feel it happening already. Ryan Pace is on the phone right now.
No, Ryan Pace is shit-canned.
He should be shit-canned, but I don't know if he's going to be.
I think he will.
Ryan Pace, Matt Nagy, shit-canned. They're gonna bring in Harbaugh to coach the Bears.
Oh,
he's gonna
God.
Get them home. They're gonna bring Harbaugh home, and they're gonna bring Garoppolo home, and everyone's gonna be a big homecoming.
Yeah, bring Lovey home too. Bring him home.
And
bring,
then they're gonna be tanking for Spencer Rattler just like that.
Yeah.
Bring him home.
I don't know nothing about Spencer Rattler.
Spencer
but...
Rattler.
I don't know nothing about him.
Oh man, that's good.
Or Sam Howell from North Carolina.
Another North Carolina quarterback for you.
Second
hey,
time's
we missed
charm.
On one.
Isn't that
yeah. Two to make it true.
Bisky. Trubisky.
True. Not so Trubisky.
Hey, can I be honest with you? I'm going to be really upset if the Bears somehow get Trask. You want to know why?
Why?
Because of all the nicknames people are going to call him. They're gonna, as soon as he sucks, they're going to call him Kyle Trash. And I'm going to hate it. Because
yeah.
I've heard that
that's okay,
I heard
man.
the true busties like for Trubisky, but he's a bust. So I don't want Kyle Trash. Unless he's a god, then I want him.
The simple fix to that is the Bears' whole fan base just start calling him Kyle Trash the second you draft him. That's the key. You right. guys start it, so then it won't be funny when anybody else does it. They're like, they already did it. They
true.
Did it to themselves. And then
yeah.
and then he's gonna be good because everyone's not gonna get their hopes up. They're gonna call him Kyle Trash, and then he ends up being good. That's how it works.
On a different team, just not on the Bears. The Bears are cursed.
The Bears are cursed. What's your ideal quarterback for the Bears? Like who do you want the Bears
Jay
quarterback
Cutler.
To be? No, I mean
nobody
who
can move.
Who do you want the Bears?
Deshaun Watson.
No, I mean that's
they
the realistic.
Chance.
Realistic. Somebody to draft. So I guess. What's the BYU kid's name?
Zach Wilson. He didn't do too much against Coastal Carolina last week. Played some decent comp. I still like him, but
I've said
I don't
this.
Even know anymore,
I've said
dude.
This multiple times. Said this multiple times. I think everyone's getting a little quarterback happy with the drafts now, and I think there's only I think in this year's draft there's only two quarterbacks that should be starting day one in the NFL.
And they
and there's gonna be
Trevor Lawrence,
like five,
and Ian Book, right?
Yeah, Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields should be the only quarterback starting in the draft class.
Embarrassed
all the other guys,
shot at either of them.
Yep, and all
I say go wide receiver. If that's the case, go wide receiver.
I mean, the other guys have potential, but they shouldn't be starting day one. They should be sitting behind someone. They're not ready to play.
They're one of those Alabama receivers. We like them.
Devontae Smith, something else. Devontae Smith and Ja'Marr Chase. So everyone knows last year that receiver class is known as like the best of all time. But if I took Ja'Marr Chase and Devontae Smith, who's in this year's class, put them in last year's class, they would be the top two even in last year's class. They're that good. So, yeah, those guys are going to go. They're going to be going early. And Jalen Waddle's not far behind. Rashad Bateman's solid as well. Like Terrace Marshall from LSU as well. It's going to be something. These young receivers are taking over the damn league. It's pretty wild.
Yeah.
Well, pretty wild.
Hey, would you say we get out of here?
You think we should get out?
Yeah, let's get out of here.
All right, we gotta get out of here. That's gonna do it for this week's podcast. Thanks for playing along. Thanks for listening. Make sure you follow us on Twitter. It's a must follow over there to keep up with us, keep up with the NFL, get involved. But yeah, we're getting out of here. That's gonna do it. Goodbye.